You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, and I'm your jukebox operator for another hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. Welcome to the Juke in the Back. This week, it's part two of our three-part series featuring the Clovers, the most successful rhythm and blues vocal group from 1951 through 1955. During that period, the Clovers racked up 16 top 10 rhythm and blues hits. That's more than any of their peers. Last week in part one, we went from the Clovers' humble beginnings in Washington, D.C., to their first recording session and first single release for Rainbow Records. Yes, Sir, That's My Baby, backed with When You Come Back to Me. And even though that single didn't do very well, it landed them a contract with Atlantic Records. Their first Atlantic release, Don't You Know I Love You So, backed with Skylark, went to number one, as did their second release, Fool, 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 backed with Needless. The Clovers would score another number one R&B hit with Ting-a-Ling in 1952. They also had other songs go to number two on the charts, like the now immortal One Mint Julep. For this three-part feature on the Clovers, I'm chronologically playing every one of the Clover singles, both the A and B side. We ended last week's show in June of 1953. Buddy Bailey had sung lead on all the Clovers' previous singles, but after their August 7th, 1952 recording session, Buddy Bailey was drafted into the Army. To fill the void, the Clovers' manager, Lou Kreffitz, hired Charlie White, who was also under his management. White had previously been in the Dominoes and the Checkers. He had a great, gritty tenor that brought a whole new dimension to the Clovers' recordings. His first session singing lead with the Clovers was held on March 4th, 1953, and the first Clovers single to feature a Charlie White lead was released in June of 1953. It's the flip side of Here Goes a Fool, which ended last week's show. Here Goes a Fool didn't chart, but its monster flip side, Good Lovin' Sure Did. It went to number two on the R&B lists, and it showed that the Clovers could keep racking up the hits even without Buddy Bailey. So let's kick off part two of our three-part series on the Clovers with Good Lovin'. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back.
You got me tossing in my bed. I love my coffee, I love my tea. I love my baby and she loves me. Whenever she thrills me, goodness knows, feel it in my toes and the feeling is so good. She thrills me like she should. Yes, I want it understood. Cause it makes me feel so great. Makes me want to celebrate. About 3:30, I pet my baby and she pets me. That girl makes me feel so fine. It runs all through my spine and the feeling is so fine. Cause what she does is done. The feeling is real gone. She knows how to turn me on. Well, she cruises from night till dawn. Well, I swear she knocks me out. Makes me want to sing and shout. Rocking all night long. The feeling sure is gone.
Feeling is so good, backed with Coming On, which you heard right before it. That Clover single was released in November of 1953. Now, even though Buddy Bailey had been drafted into the Army, and Charlie White was technically the new lead singer of the Clovers, the guy singing lead on both of those songs is Buddy Bailey. That's because Coming On dates back to a session held in 1951. However, the recording of The Feeling is So Good remains sort of a mystery. Atlantic's records show that it was recorded at the March 4th session with Buddy Bailey already in the military. Members of the group have said that Buddy never recorded while he was on leave. So how his voice got on that record, I don't know. After the release of that record, tragedy struck the Clovers. Their touring car was struck by a truck en route to Clovis, New Mexico from Houston, Texas. Thankfully, none of the guys were hurt, but the entire back end of their car was torn off. Their next recording session for Atlantic Records was held on September 24th, 1953. This time, Charlie White sang all the leads. But what's interesting is that this was Charlie's last session with the group. So if you're keeping score, Charlie White only recorded on 2 Clover sessions. By November of 53, Charlie White was out of the group. By December of 53, the Clovers had hired a new lead singer, Billy Mitchell. Their next single came out in February of 54, and it was a doozy, with the classic Lovey Dovey on the A side and Little Mama on the B side. Lovey Dovey was written by Memphis Curtis and Ahmet Erdogan and went to number 2 on the R&B charts. The song will forever be remembered for its classic line, "You're the cutest thing I ever did see. I really like your peaches, wanna shake your tree," which of course Steve Miller would quote in his 1973 tune, The Joker. Its flip side, Little Mama, went to number 4. Let's hear both sides of this single now. With Charlie White on lead vocals on both of these songs, I'm Matt the Cat, and this is part 2 of my 3-part series on one of the greatest vocal groups of all time, the Clovers. Here's Lovey Dovey.
Boodoo.
Bye-bye, you bye-bye.
Boodoo.
Bye-bye, you bye-bye.
Boodoo.
Bye-bye, you bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, you the cutest thing that I did ever see. I really love your peaches, gonna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey. Lovey-dovey all the time. Love it, I can't get you out of my mind. Every time you kiss me, you just thrill me so. So never, 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 never let me go. My love is tumbling down, I feel the moon. For you, my darling, I would break my mama's rule. Oh, baby,
lovey-dovey all the time.
The kiss I'm stealing has got me falling. My head is reeling. My heart is rolling, baby. Never leave me. Don't deceive me.
Love me, pretty mama. Got to have you, cause I never, never knew the thrill of ecstasy. So tell me that it's gonna be just you and me.
Lovey-dovey, I can't get you out of my mind.
Mama, I'm gonna
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Ken Farger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Hoy, 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 good Juke in the Back. And with the Matt the Cat. Do, 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 do.
Walking down the main track one night, I met a fine chick, built just right. She stopped when I flashed my roll. I told her she could have all of my gold.
Da-da-da-da.
She turned around,
da-da-da-da,
and with a frown,
da-da-da-da,
said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown."
You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
So it ain't no needin' your hanging around just to make a hit with that chick. I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place looked so strange. At $900 and some change,
da-da-da-da,
we disagreed,
da-da-da-da,
I tried to plead,
da-da-da-da.
He said, "I ain't a chicken and I don't need your feed."
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Baby, you're crawling way past your speed.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da. The gun said, "Hands up." I tried to get away, but too slow. He conked me and took all of my dough.
Da-da-da-da.
I heard him shout,
da-da-da-da,
as he cut out,
"Da-da-da-da.
You ain't lost nothing worth the crying about."
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
And he took my watch and I passed out. I woke up in the arms of a big cop. Police station, a next stop. The judge swung his fist down, plonk, plonk. $20 fine, cause you're drunk.
Da-da-da-da.
Dig up the dough,
da-da-da-da,
and you can go.
Da-da-da-da.
All I had was a buffalo.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. You cash in nothing but trash. But I'm sure gonna get me some more.
Thank you.
Clovers with I've Got My Eyes on You, a fantastic up-tempo number featuring Charlie White on lead vocal. By the time this single, backed with Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash, was issued in June of 1954, Charlie White had already left the group. I've Got My Eyes on You was pulled from an Atlantic session held in September 53. Charlie White left the group in November of 53. Their new lead singer, Billy Mitchell, recorded Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash on April 16, 1954. Oh man, I love that song. It sounds like something Lieber and Stoller would write, like Framed. But actually, it was written by Jesse Stone under the pseudonym Charles Calhoun. During this time at Atlantic Records, Ahmet Erdogan had kind of switched roles a bit. He was concentrating more on the business end of record production and less on the actual studio production. He trusted these Clovers sessions to Jerry Wexler, who had been brought in the year before to replace Herb Abramson, who was drafted. Wexler had famously coined the term rhythm and blues in the late 1940s while working for Billboard magazine. He didn't think it was right that Billboard was using race records as a term for their black music chart. He suggested rhythm and blues, and it stuck. Now he was controlling the New York recording sessions for Atlantic. In May of 1954, DJ Alan Freed held his first Moondog Coronation Ball on the East Coast. It was held at the Newark Sussex Avenue Armory, and just like his other live shows, thousands of kids had to be turned away. The Clovers were on the bill, as were fellow doo-woppers the Harptones, bluesmen Muddy Waters and Charles Brown, and the great jazzman Arnett Cobb. The Clovers' next single, I Confess, backed with Alrighty Oh Sweetie, came out in October of 1954. Neither side charted. The A-side, I Confess, was a leftover track featuring Charlie White on lead vocal. We'll hear the B-side, Alrighty Oh Sweetie, a little later on as the Great 78. But here's one of the Clovers' great unsung classics, I Confess. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is part two of my three-part series featuring all the great Clover singles played back in chronological order. You're digging on the soul that came before rock and roll. This is the Juke in the Back.
Wanna do? softer than satin was the light from her eyes. She wore blue velvet, and as the night danced slowly by, warmer than May, her tender sighs, love was ours. All the love we held tightly,
giving its rapturous glow,
but when she'd gone, gone was the glow of blue velvet, and in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet
through my tears.
I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
If you love me, why don't you tell me so? If you love me, why don't you tell me so? If your heart yearns for me, why keep it a mystery? If you love me, why don't you tell me so? If you're mine, babe, I've got a right to know. If you're mine, babe, I've got a right to know. If it's me you adore, then thrill me just once more. If you're mine, babe, I've got a right to know.
The wonderful sound of the Clovers, If You Love Me, sounding a lot like the Clovers' first hit, Don't You Know I Love You So, featuring Buddy Bailey, who had recently been discharged from the Army and was back singing lead with the Clovers. Buddy's recent replacement, Billy Mitchell, was still kept on in the group, and the quartet became a quintet. If You Love Me's flip side was the immortal Blue Velvet, which had been a mega hit for crooner Tony Bennett back in 1951. The Clovers had sung it for years in their live shows, but they finally laid it down on tape at a session held on December 16, 1954. Their version of Blue Velvet features a beautiful, smooth saxophone played by the great Sam the Man Taylor. It went to number 14 on the R&B charts. Their next single, Love Bug, backed with In the Morning Time, came out in April of 1955. Both sides failed to chart. Buddy Bailey is singing lead again on this one. Here's Love Bug as we feature the Clovers this week on The Juke in the Back.
Well, the love bug bit me and it really made me know it too. Well, the love bug bit me and it really made me know it too. Beware, beware, 'cause the love bug might bug you. When she thrilled me like she should, broke my heart like I knew she would. She is a sweet little kitten and she fits my arms so fine. She is a sweet little kitten and she fits my arms so fine. She's a good little thing and she made me lose my mind. Love, oh love bug, what did you bring me? Happiness mixed with misery. Well, a kiss is tasted just like cherry jam. Well, a kiss is tasted just like cherry jam. Yes, you made my poor heart go bibbidi bam. She never will be mine. She's got me crying and I'm sighing and I'm bleeding on bended knees. She's got me crying and sighing and I'm bleeding on my bended knees. The love bug's got me, somebody help me please.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week it's part two of our three-part Clover special. Earlier in the program, we heard the A-side of the Clover's October 1954 single release, I Confess. Its flip side, Alrighty O Sweetie, featured Buddy Bailey, who had just recently been discharged from the Army back in the studio with the Clovers. It was recorded on August 28, 1954, but not released until October. And it's this week's Great 78. Here are the Clovers with Alrighty, Oh Sweetie.
I met a smooth chick.
I had to move quick.
I said, ooh, pretty baby, honey, you sure look fine.
Hey, pretty baby.
Well, tell me, darling, honey, will you be mine?
Ba-da.
She said, all righty.
All righty.
All righty, oh,
said, all righty.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
It was early one morning, round about four. Baby, stack it and said, get ready to go in the morning. No good wine. She stumbled down the hall, plumped on the bed, reached for the bottle and fell off a dead. In the morning time, in the morning time, she's been drinking better whiskey, cheaper than no good wine. She said, Daddy, can't you see? Somebody tried to be sweet for me in the morning time. In the morning time. She's been drinking better whiskey, cheap beer than no good wine.
Shabby dooby doo wop, 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 wop. Shabby-dooby-doo-wah, wah-wah-wah,
with In the Morning Time, the flip side of their April 1955 single, Love Bug. Unfortunately, neither one of those songs managed to chart. In the Morning Time was recorded a year before its release, April of 1954. Buddy Bailey was still in the Army, and so that's Billy Mitchell on lead vocal. The Clovers' next single release came in August of 55, two tunes that feature Buddy Bailey on lead. If I Could Be Loved By You, backed with Nip Sip, a song that returned the Clovers to the charts, peaking at number 10. It was written by Rudy Toombs, the author of One Mint Julep, and it's another cautionary tale on drinking, performed impeccably by the Clovers. Here's Nip Sip as we wind down part two of my three-part series on one of the greatest vocal groups of all time, the Clovers. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the soul that came before rock and roll. This is the Juke in the Back.
Go and down to meet my little Bobby Socks. Shove a big nigga in the music box. Stash for a while in my Bermuda shorts. And then I'm gonna rot her a smell of malt. I'm gonna
nip sip
every day.
Nip sip
every night.
Nip sip
every day. The
nippin'
and the sippin' the time away. I'm a rock candy popper with sugar lips, a honey dripper to my fingertips. I go for soda and a root beer too, for a little light spice. Ooh, shooby-doo.
Nip sip
every day.
Nip sip
every night.
Nip sip
every day, just the nipping and the sipping the time away.
Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set. And when I wanna get my whistle wet,
nip sip
every day.
Nip sip
every night.
Nip sip
every day, just the nipping and the sipping the
sip.
Time away.
Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set.
And when I wanna get my whistle wet, I'm gonna
nip sip
every day.
Nip sip
every night.
Nip sip
every day. Just the nipping and the sipping the
sip.
Time away.
Booty. Nip sip
to boom chink to boom ba
to boom chink to boom ba
to boom chink
to boom ba to boom chink
to boom ba
to boom chink
to boom ba
to boom chink
to boom ba to.
If I could just be loved by you, like I never been loved before. If I could just be loved by you, like I never been loved before, I'd be so glad to tell everyone I know. If I could just be squeezed by you, like I never been squeezed before. If I could just be squeezed by you, like I never been squeezed before, I'd be so glad to tell everyone I know. Call me by my name. Won't you, when I answer, to say
by you. You know I wanna be loved 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 by you.
If I could be loved by you, The Clovers, from August of 1955. I'm Matt the Cat, and unfortunately that's all we have time for in part two of our three-part series on the Clovers. Join me next week for the third and final part in my Clover series. We'll focus on some of their most underrated material from 1956 through 1958. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. I can't close the show without thanking Marv Goldberg, whose R&B notebooks are a major source of information for this week's program. Thanks, Marv. Now let's close down The Juke in the Back with the A-side of the Clovers' next single. Both sides were recorded at a session held on the 11th of November, 1955. This would prove to be the Clovers' last double-sided hit. The A-side was written by a woman named Blanche Carter. She lived in Florida, but would send her songs up to New York, looking for a bite. None of her songs attracted much attention until Jerry Wexler decided to buy Devil or Angel and give it to the Clovers. The arrangement and production on this song sound a bit different than the other Clovers records. It's cleaner, it's smoother, and you could tell that rock and roll was starting to have an effect on how the group was presented by Atlantic Records. Gone was the gritty R&B, but this new cleaner sound worked for them. Devil or Angel went to number 3 on the R&B charts. And of course, Bobby V had a top 10 pop hit with the tune in 1960. We'll kick off next week's show with the flip side, Hey Doll Baby, which also charted, reaching number 8. But let's close it down with the song that successfully launched the Clovers' recording year of 1956. Here's Devil or Angel. I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel,
whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.